The United Nations estimates that 2/3 of Ukraine's children have had to leave their homes at some point in the last 3 months. And there are tens of thousands of children who, before the war, lived in institutions. Keeping them safe during this time has been exceptionally challenging. NPR's Anya Kamenets visited a group of children who evacuated to Western Ukraine at the beginning of the war and has this report.
It's a breezy day in Vinniki, a town on the outskirts of Lviv. And there's a bunch of school-aged kids swarming my microphone, yelling, "Good morning!" We're outside a rambling concrete school building where 31 children are staying. The youngest ones are just 5 years old. They evacuated here as a group in early March from Kharkiv, a city in the east. It happened really fast, explains Olga Dolgareva, who is one of the two caregivers watching over all these children. Russian airplanes started bombarding the city. Local officials and volunteers helped them move, first about 140 miles south in Dnipro by bus, and then all the way across the country in a packed train. For many children, says Dolgareva, it was their first time on a train ever. I like it here, says Elena, who's 11. There's no bombardments. It's quiet. We're not using her last name to protect her privacy. Here, there's a comfortable bomb shelter when the air raid sirens go off, a doctor, excursions to the Carpathian Mountains, even taekwondo. There's just one thing Elena wants. I want to go home, she says, her face crumpling. I want to hug my mother and tell her I love her. None of these children are orphans, or at least they weren't at the beginning of the war. The place they evacuated from in Kharkiv is one of a few hundred different government-run facilities across the country. Baby homes, boarding schools, sanatoriums, institutions for children with disabilities. Most of them house children from poor and single-parent families for shorter and longer stays. Of the 31 children here in Vinniki, a third have parents whose rights are being challenged by the state. In the U.S., those kids might be in foster care. Daria Gerasimchuk, the Ukrainian president's commissioner for children's rights, says the government's long-time priority is for all children to live with their families, not in institutions.
Every child needs to be raised in a family. We just know nothing else, no matter how much we can try, can replace a loving, warm family.
Sherry McClurg, a clinical psychologist from the U.S., has been working with vulnerable children in Ukraine since 2009. She says although Ukraine's policy of deinstitutionalization has been in place for a decade now, there are still tens of thousands of children in these situations. Here in Vinniki, some of the children have their own phones that they use to keep in touch with their families. Others, like Elena and her little brother Zhenya, who's 9, have no idea what has happened to them in the past 3 months. What can I say, Elena sighs. We lived in Kupiansk, and now it's occupied. I'm worried. When the war started, 83 group institutions for children picked up and moved to safety within Ukraine. Another 181 were evacuated to Poland, Germany, and elsewhere outside the country. With millions of people on the move, ensuring these children's well-being is not going to be easy. There are worries about trafficking. Family court proceedings are frozen during the war, putting some children in limbo. And then there's the emotional toll of all of this, says McClurg.
Just, we have to get them out of shelling. We have to get them physically safe, but then we also have to take care of them emotionally. And what does that look like? Because these are kids from complex developmental trauma. And now we've added a whole nother layer of situational trauma.
Жанна Марченко, the children's other caregiver, says, although they're happy enough in the daytime, a lot of the little ones talk in their sleep. The youngest boy wakes up every night, says he's scared, and demands that she sleep in their room. Marchenko and Dolgareva don't expect to go back to Kharkiv before the end of the summer. So for now, these children will stay together, far from anything that feels like a home. Anya Kamenets, NPR News, Vinniki, Ukraine.